Rapture Centric Church. Good afternoon, it's Tana. My shockwaves crashed and I'm working on getting this show on the computer. I'm working on opening chat. So bear with me momentarily, but welcome everyone. We'd like to welcome Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ is our pastor, so welcome Jesus and along with the Holy Spirit to guide us in the show today. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, my Lord Jesus. We just thank you for this amazing time you've given us at your church to fellowship with each other. We thank you for bringing us together so we can all celebrate your return. We love you so much, and we ask you to guide us in your church today and what you want us to talk about. And I pray for the whole RCC. I just lift them up to you, Lord Jesus, and I shower them with your precious blood of Jesus. And I pray for everyone's health, perfect health. And I pray for everyone to be showered with your peace and with your love and with your supernatural favor and blessings. Praise you, Jesus. We love you. We worship you. All right. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I have the studio back on. So I'm going to pray a song for you, Lord, in worship to you. And I will get the chat open. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will I will rise.
Wow, praise you, Father God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we will gladly rise. Our CC Church will gladly rise when you call our names. Let us put on our full armor of God, Ephesians 6. Therefore, we'll put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you will stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and with your breastplate of righteousness placed, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, all kinds of prayers, requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. You know, we have to protect ourselves daily with our armor and Psalm 91. So let's read Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion, the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for these wonderful words of protection for us. And we love that you will rescue us. We're waiting for you to rescue us. Thank you, Jesus. And I would like to welcome Lala to chat, or Cake and Cuddles. Love you, Cake and Cuddles. Welcome to chat. Welcome, Eric, to chat. Love you. Welcome, guests to chat, 2233 and 2244 and 2246. Welcome, guests. We love you. Welcome, Chris. Love you. Welcome, Nick. Love you. Welcome, Alana. Love you. Welcome, Bill. Love you. Welcome, Rosemary. Love you. Welcome, Jerry. Love you. And let me welcome Jerry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Tana.
Hi, Jerry. Love you. Sorry it took me so long to get you all here, but I'm here. I got you. That's all that matters.
It's all good. Thank you. Love you, too.
Love you. And let's welcome Joe. Hi, Joe. Love you, Joe.
Hi, Tana. Hi, Jerry. Love you, guys.
And here we have Keith. Hi, Keith. Love you, Keith.
Love you. Love you all.
Hi, Keith. And we have Mama Pat.
Love you.
Oh. Hi, Mama Pat. Love you.
Love you, sweeties.
Love you, Pat.
And we have Katie.
Hi,
Katie. Love you.
Yay. Love you all.
Hi, Katie.
Welcome, Bride.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome, everybody.
Busy day, a busy, wonderful day of waiting for our Lord. I'm going to actually read, do you have Zanti's word, Katie? Do you want me to read it? I know you confirmed it, that it was from the Lord.
Oh, go
Zanti
for it.
Zanti is in the Facebook chat because he is not able to get into our other chat for and blog chat for reasons of family. So he's been able to fellowship with us in Facebook chat, which we're very thankful and grateful for. So Zanti got a word. He says, Father speaks, dear my beloved, write these words to my ready and waiting children. Children, I hear your cries. Heaven resounds with your deep groanings to come home. Remember the things which man can't utter, I hear and know. Deep utterances of your spirit, man, speak to me words of love. Have you heard when you are asleep, your heart is awake, while that and the Spirit intercedes for you, my children, wanting what you want even fervently, and this that is for you to come home. Home is a place filled with all the manner of blessings, spiritual, physical, just you name it, even spiritual, supernatural, in ways you cannot fathom. There's a remnant calling to my children, calling Abba Father, come get us, it is late. Our souls are weary. Our spirits are ready and waiting. Consumed by my love, you will be the. Consumed by my love, will you be these days left before I come get you? Rejoice, The Father has heard his children's cries. Amen. God the Father. That was what Rizanti received. So cool. All right. So who else has something? Who else wants to share something today? The Lord is doing. I know Katie's been putting some videos up, which I have just haven't been able to watch yet, so I have no idea what they're about. I know the last things are going on in the news.
Oh, yeah.
So who wants
to... I was listening to Ricky. He's a pastor for End Time Headlines. He's such a good pastor. He's just he's young, but he's so good. He just like he just knows his stuff. But it was interesting because I was getting a lot of things from God about the war, and then he was getting these things too. So it's really cool. Mm-hmm. He had a really good video yesterday. It was profound. He said that he saw. God told me that this would be the war, this peace treaty war. But he saw that this was the war. He says this is the war that will spill over into the Psalm 83 war. He says, for sure it's going to roll right into it. So this is a good sign. Yeah, and he said, it's very interesting, because he said, because I've been seeing that Damascus would be next. And, you know, Jerry, and we've all talked about that. Well, he says that he feels what will happen is this war will be out of control, and then it will spill over, and then Israel will take out Damascus as part of the Psalm 83 war. So obviously I think what will happen is I think ISIS, since it's a full army, will probably come against these Islamic nations will probably come against Israel pretty soon. Israel will take Damascus out. Of course, we're gone before then. Israel will take Damascus out. And then after that, he says, then there'll be a peace treaty after Israel nukes Damascus. There'll be a peace treaty for 3.5 years. And then he says, then the Gog Magog war will come around. And it's interesting because he found some Bible verses, which I thought was profound. He looked into the Bible verses for these wars. He says he knows for a fact that the Psalm 83 war is now and not later because of the fact the Bible says that there'll be walls around Israel. When it literally says it in the verses. Walls around Israel with this war, which when Israel has, you know, Jerusalem's got walls around it. So this is telling. And then also it's interesting because the walls around Israel for the Psalm 83 war, and of course Syria is mentioned in the Psalm 83 war because of Damascus. However, when you go to the Gog-Magog war, Syria is not mentioned because it was already wiped out, which means it has to be after the Psalm 83 war. And also, he says, it also says in those verses in the Gog-Magog war that there was no wall. It literally says no walls around Israel in the Bible verse. I was like, whoa. So clearly, the Psalm 83 war has to be now, then the peace treaty, which is what I saw. And then after that is your Gog-Magog war, because Syria won't be around, and there will be no walls. Plus, he says, after this war, there's going to be peace, and then Israel's going to be like, great, peace and safety, because then it says, peace and safety, sudden destruction, and that's referring to the Gog-Magog war. So, Psalm 83 now with Damascus, then peace, then the Gog-Magog war. However, I do feel that Israel will strike Iran's nuclear site, and that will not, even though it's technically part of Gog-Magog, I keep getting it'll be now, anytime now, like now, because they can't wait much longer. So, and that won't set up the Gog-Magog, but that will be something, of course, that we're gone on, you know. So, and my friend Rob came and prayed over me today, and he had a dream where he was in California, and there was a massive earthquake, not earthquake, sorry. There was a nuclear bomb that went off, and he looked over, and then all of a sudden he was raptured. And he also had another dream where he was in Las Vegas, and he saw a tsunami, which to me probably represents the East Coast thing. And he grabbed his little girl's hand and said, we're going home. And then, bam, he felt white light all around him and was raptured.
Wow.
So, heads up. We're ready to roll. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to welcome Stacy.
Hey,
Stacy on the line. Hi,
Stacy. Hey, Stacy. Hey, Tana. I'm just listening in. Hi. I love you. I love you all.
Love you, honey.
Hey, Stacy.
Love you, Dad. Love you,
Hi,
Steve.
Baby. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so tired. My kids wore me out.
Oh.
My butt.
So are you home yet?
Yeah, I'm home. I'm lying down, and I'm going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even get on my computer.
Oh, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, honey. Yeah.
Do you want to share what your daughter's been telling you at all?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, my daughter told me. I don't remember what I said before, but I know yesterday she told me that whenever she wake up early morning, her entire room is light blue and it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And she said she'll close her eyes again. She'll just randomly be talking to me. She'll close her eyes again and then she open it and it's still blue. Everything is blue.
Yes.
In her room.
Yes.
And then on Friday, on our drive, she said randomly, she said, Jesus is holding the world. Jesus is holding the world together, holding the world up because he wants more people in heaven with him. And she said that Jesus has some people. He's lonely. Jesus has some people, but he wants more. I'm sorry, my granddaughter's crying. So, she's been, saying random stuff. And she's Jesus is holding the world up because he's trying to get more people in heaven with him. Yeah.
So,
beautiful.
Next time, ask her what time, when we're going. So we get a date.
Rebecca says tomorrow.
I mean, just today, tomorrow, tonight, it could be today, and then 28th, we're, of course, Europe is 28th already, so, today, I say today.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I just saw that chat today.
Jerry got tomorrow, right? And there, a lot of people got today.
Well,
the 27th.
I'd say overnight. But I just think that's what we've been shown.
Yeah, 11:58.
Yep. 11:58. And I know 77AEJ, I've been listening to her videos, and she's gotten, she's been talking a lot about Christmassy stuff, and then 9th of Av, and I'm from what I was understanding her saying is basically the rapture is happening before the 9th of Av, and then the 9th of Av is the rapture happening on the 9th of Av, and then like she's getting 50 days, so the people raptured have 50 days in heaven to relax and enjoy their glorified bodies and work out everything and figure out how your glorified body works, and then coming back down basically on the Feast of Trumpets, the people that are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was gathering from her videos. But, of course, if she's getting the 9th of Av for the rapture, that means the translation is now, today.
Yeah.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of dreams going up and down stairs, and I was saying that we're trying stuff out. I think it's basically I've been doing that in my dreams. So it's crowding out places or just practicing, I should say. So, encouraging. I know it's now, and I've been led today. I've been praying a lot to really go on a fast and pray. But I just believe that God is about to just. We are covered, and the bride is about to, take off. But I really do believe it's for, because I think he's already hidden us. But we're so covered, and we're about to just take off. So my fast and praying is not really for me, really. It's for what's about to take place on the earth. Destruction. And if there's no fear, it's just that I'm praying for the souls to come in and those that are going to be caught up in it.
Yeah. Me too. And I can't,
I've followed Anna for quite a while. Is this a good time? I can talk a little bit about that, I think. There's a couple things. Thanks for that link, by the way, Tana, because I hadn't quite gotten around to that yet today. One of the things that's really fascinating is that she's seeing a Pentecost, a 50-day count, from Rosh Hashanah back up to the ninth of Av, which is true. And we have been pointed at a Pentecost, which leads us to this overnight, the 27th and the 28th. And I think it's safe to say Carol would agree with that, too. Oh, she's in the chat. Come on, Carol, speak up. And
speak up.
And,
yes, Carol.
And the fascinating thing is there's exactly a week between the two. It's almost like she's getting it sort of from one direction and we're looking at it from the other. And I have followed Anna for quite a while, not from her very beginning, but for quite a while. And one of the reasons she caught my attention early on, I guess I probably said this recently, was because the word studies that the Lord has led her through are very similar to some of the things that he was showing me at one point when I was doing a lot of research. And so when I saw her going through those things, I knew that God was speaking to her in a similar manner as to how he had spoken to me. And so I have followed her and waded through a lot of the pictorial images and a lot of the things. If you don't stay with it, it's very, it really is almost impossible to follow. But the point is she's documenting her trail of breadcrumbs, if you will, and on her journey of discovery, which the Lord has led her through. And that's what all that is about. So that it's a testimony of how these things connect. It's really before she gets to these more recent things, the conclusions. And she's been experiencing many of the same things that we've experienced in general, in that a lot of her messaging, a lot of her experiences have coalesced, have drawn together, and now they're starting to be harder and harder conclusions from it. And she has her day, which I think she's pretty obviously said is actually, it's not the ninth of Av. It's, I believe, I'm doing a little supposing here based on information she's offered, but I believe she's actually looking at her day being the 2nd of August, which is Saturday.
Okay, I was getting the ninth of all because she was setting it in progression first, like when she was doing her charge, like the first time something that was the 2nd, and then the next of August, then the next thing that happened was the 3rd of August, and so I was gathering her progression was then the 4th of August would be with the next thing happening, which was the ninth of off, but that was just what I was gathering. But.
Well, what she's doing, she's looking at the 5th of Av, the 5th of August being the 9th of Av, which is true, especially on our calendar. And then, but I believe she sees her day of departure as the 2nd.
Okay.
Based on, and she hasn't directly said that, so this is me interpreting just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look, the 2nd is 3 days ahead of the 5th. It's also in the midst of this 7-day period between the 27th and the 28th that we're looking at right now, and the 4th of August, which begins the 9th of Av in the overnight. So, but I actually think she thinks her date of departure is the 2nd, even though she hasn't directly said that. She alluded to it. Then the 9th of Av, being the 5th of August, is 50 days. If I get it right. Anyway, it's 50 days before Rosh Hashanah begins.
Also,
and,
Jerry, she does. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, because you probably haven't seen her recent video. She thinks there's a nuclear event that's going to happen on the 9th
right.
of August. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably is.
I can't elaborate because I really don't have any details, but I mentioned this the other day. There's an Air Force base in Little Rock that is called, instead of being named after a person, it's actually called Little Rock Air Force Base. And it was shut down this past week for the better part of a day for a very nondescript reason. And what they instructed everybody to do is basically lock themselves into their enclosures. Well, the byproduct of that is that nobody can see what's going on the property except the people who are authorized to be out. And I prayed to the Lord about that. I asked him about it and just said, I think this was a part of a false flag operation. I think they were transporting something that could very well relate to this event that she sees on the 9th of Av. And I don't know really any details. In fact, I probably know more but from asking him, but it just struck me. And so that's a little bit of a rabbit trail from Anna's info. But I think that's true. She's been very consistent about that. And even Jonathan Clack has had very strong messages about, you know, we go out and, you know, the missile or whatever the event is occurs. And so actually many, many people have gotten messages along those lines. And so anyway, as a caveat or an addition to Anna's info, I think that Little Rock Air Force Base closing could well be a part of a false flag event. I'm pretty sure it is, actually. And he told me it was. So, unfortunately, I can't add any more detail because I don't know anything. But he really hit me with that. But then Anna's, you know, looking directly at Feast of Trumpets being the 50th day, and so she has defined, I've got it right, and I don't remember exactly, but I think it was either the 9th of Av or perhaps her day that I believe she sees is the 2nd of August, so it'd be either the 5th or the 2nd of August,
wow,
as Christmas. And so she has defined that as a Christmas event.
Hmm.
And in spirit, meaning it in the positive way we speak in our group, I think she's completely a jackass. I mean, she's being totally led by the spirit. She's being shown things that and led to say and do things on faith rather than concern for her reputation or what have you. And she's just following as she's led. And but how amazing that she's seeing this and defining it as a Christmas event when we have very good reason to define this date here towards the end of July or as Christmas in July. And of course, I think what she's saying by Christmas is a birth, and that's how we were seeing this as a birth. Also, we have a few days in there, and actually, listening to what she said today, you could even argue she's more days than we have been perceived, than Judy was, and Little John were told, but basically, there's a period of time where after the translation, people will be here getting saved and being raptured before all judgment falls, and then she was basically giving a comeback message in the context she mentioned something about exercising our powers. In fact, right, and she was doing the video, and the Lord said to her, you know, you'll be practicing, you know, you'll be playing with your new toys. And I think it was really clear that she meant, you know, sort of our new supernatural abilities and powers as we are translated. And essentially practicing the things that we'll use coming back to work with people in the time of judgment. So I don't know. That's sort of my summation of things.
That's cool. That's what I was gathering as well, that we'll have a rest period once we're translated, and then once everyone is raptured, the rapture bride will have a rest period of like 50 days or something. Yes, to play with our superpowers, so to speak, to practice them.
Right, practice.
Before going back, the ones that are going back in the 144, to use them to help the Lord gather in his kingdom, the remaining, and fight those battles. So Yeah, so I was gathering the ninth of rapture, and, like, people are saying, a lot of people are getting, you know, the rapture is going to happen, like, the whole three days of darkness thing, so the actual rapture might be rapturing, like, the three days of darkness, and that whole time, and she's saying, you know, Jesus is coming down, basically, to wake up Sleeping Beauty by his kiss and bring her home during those 3 days of darkness, which would be what a lot of people are getting, the rapture happening around 3 days of darkness.
Yep.
And then, of course, us translated before that, and other groups, not just RCC, other people have been translated already, and then other groups, as well as RCC, being translated before the ninth of Av. Anyway, yeah, so thanks. That was a good summary of... And I just saw those, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's talking about basically what we've all been talking about here at RCC.
Exactly.
I was like, wow, that's why I was like, I have to send these to Jerry right away. I don't know if he watched them yet, but I'm going to send them.
I hadn't today, although I do try to follow her because I have very high confidence in her leading based on my prior experience.
Yeah. So cool. Katie, are you still there?
Katie, yeah, what happened to you? Katie got translated.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Me and Rebecca today, we kind of pleaded with God and Jesus today for a good hour. We were just talking back and forth with him, and he was cracking us up. Oh my God. Rebecca, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Rebecca.
Do you want to tell him what we were doing?
We were just pleading that we wanted to be gone, like, we hate this place. We don't fit in here.
Yep. Amen.
Can we play telephone on Rebecca since she's here on the line?
Hey, Rebecca.
Sure.
Hey.
All right, Rebecca, we're going to play telephone on you, you lovely, beautiful bride of Christ. We love you, and this will just... You know, and this will just inspire you and help you and give you a boost because I know you've been being attacked a lot. So let's play telephone on Rebecca. So does anyone in chat have a word for Rebecca from the Lord? It's basically we're getting what God wants to tell you, what he thinks about you, how he loves you and all that kind of stuff. So if anyone chat, everyone in chat, let's get a, see if anyone gets a word for Rebecca. And anyone on the line, are you getting anything from Rebecca? I can play a quick song if someone wants to have time to hear.
I got a word. My beautiful daughter, you're coming home. It won't be long now. Rest in my love. Sit with me today. You'll be with me shortly. I love you.
Wow. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Anyone else have a word right now?
It's Rebecca. Such a delight to my heart. Stay so close to me. I know you are all mine. Never doubt me.
Wow.
Yeah, I love Johnny.
Who's go ahead.
You want me to go?
Yep, sure. Go for it.
The main thing that I'm seeing in the spirit realm with you, Rebecca, is that God is, he's been telling me this a couple times about you too as well, especially when I watch your videos. He really tells me that, he tells me that the stuff that you're getting from him is from him. And he's telling me that you don't need to defend yourself to people. He said the people that come against you need to defend themselves to God, okay? You don't need to defend yourself to anyone. He says, this is like my daughter, this is what I give you, and he shows me like this paper pad, and this is what I want you to tell people. He says, you don't need to defend yourself, because he says, you're defending yourself. You know how it says, don't toss your pearls before a swine? That's what he's telling me. Don't take your pearls and toss. Those people out there that are coming against you, they need to defend themselves to God, because they're the ones who are coming against you. They're the ones who are coming against God's child and God's words. He says that he be confident in what he gives you, because he's confident in you, he tells me, and be proud of who you are and what you have to share, and that's it, you know, and rest. He says rest in that. Don't feel like you need to do anything to defend yourself. He says, because God says that he doesn't need to defend you, because he says you're his bride. He says you're beautiful. You are what you are. You don't need to defend yourself to all those crazy alley cats out there. And that's the next
step. Yeah, amen. And they are crazy. I've read some of them. And so just ignore them. Don't even...
Don't let anything take your peace away, honey.
Yeah, let God fight your battles for you. You don't even need to respond to any of their comments.
No.
It doesn't matter. God matters, and what you're doing for the Lord and trusting in him, and you know it's from him, so that's what matters. So just focus on God, and don't by fighting them, they're having you take your focus off the Lord. So just keep your focus on the Lord. Who cares what they say?
Right.
Says.
Okay, well.
Answer to God.
Right,
Sarah, did you have
a
word? Were you trying to...
I do have a brief word for Rebecca. He said, Rebecca, what you've experienced from me is but a small taste of what you will receive, and you will go forward in a triumphant march with him. And then I would also like to actually back up what Keith said about resting in confidence. Don't feel like you have to prove yourself. Just be confident in the experiences that you've had and go forward in ease rather than feeling that you have to strain to prove anything. And then also, Tana, I saw Tana, or Rosemary's got a word in chat. And if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and read it because I wanted to also second that. It goes, Rebecca, my dear, dear little one, how I love you. You stand for me even when it becomes nearly unbearable. You are a princess waiting for her castle. And before he gave me that word, that was actually the image he put in my head. It was a princess image, but I wasn't sure how to put it into words. So anyway.
That's so that's awesome. So Katie, Rebecca, and I are all princesses. Yay, praise the Lord. Rebecca, Chris says, you are. Jesus said, you are my morning star. And then Deborah says, who's also in the Facebook chat, you probably know, I got an awesome image. Rebecca is sitting on Jesus' knee, and he is giving her a really loving hug, a heavenly embrace. Oh, yeah, he isn't letting go of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay,
and then Roman from Facebook chat has a word for you. Rest in my peace and silence. The Lord God and the Most High have spoken. You're a special jewel, so sweet to my sight. Get ready to see me. You are safe. Many rewards and special gifts await you here. You are ready. Just wait now. And then Stacy also got a word for you as well in Facebook chat. Rebecca, I love you. You're my angel. Trust me. I will bring you into my sweet, loving embrace. So much has been planned and prepared for you. Yes, I am so excited to bring you home. I'm bringing you home now. Yes, now.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, I'm so excited.
Great. Be happy, honey. Be happy. And Rebecca, whoever comes against you, sweetheart, just pray for them because they need your prayers. So pray for them.
Oh, yeah, I do
just
pray for
pray
them.
For them, honey, because they need prayers. They need prayers, baby.
Okay.
They need prayers.
That strengthens you also.
That's right.
When we pray for the people who come against us, it really does strengthen us.
Yes. Pray for them. God gave you a chance to pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're the ones who need the prayers, honey, not you. So that's why we pray for them.
Yeah, we pray for them.
God always reminds me, you cannot come against his kingdom. There's many people that want to tear down the kingdom, yet they claim that they're Christians. They claim they're going into the rapture. They claim they're being... translate, they claim they love the Lord. Yeah, right. Tear down God's kingdom. You're working for the enemy if you're tearing down the kingdom. Well, your work, the words that you say are God's kingdom. So people that come against it, they're tearing it down. You know, we just want to build it up. If someone doesn't agree with you, then they have the option of putting earplugs in and turn the video off. Okay, that's what the Lord tells me.
Right.
So they don't need to come against it and tear it down, though. You know,
right.
It's all about growth and love and encouragement of the bride, and that's all we do. You know, so remember that. Don't worry about them. Just keep going the way you're going because you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Trust and love. Keep it simple and pray for them. And just keep it simple for the moment that you have with him. You know, just trust.
Okay.
He loves you.
Yeah, definitely. Just keep praying for your enemies. Just pray for them.
you know, if you want to comment, just say, you know what, I'm praying for all of you. I love you all because we're full of everyone no matter how they feel. Because it's not them. They're children of God, but they have evil spirits that have attached themselves to them. And that evil spirit is the one speaking, not them. They're loving probably deep inside. I have a word for you. This is Tana. I have a word for you as well. Jesus said, my sweet daughter, my loving child, you are mine forever. I will hold you in my arms and never let you go. Don't give up the fight. I am coming for you.
Wow. Beautiful. So great.
You blessed.
I love you all.
Love you all.
We love you
too, honey.
Yeah.
I'm glad you chimed in with us.
Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with Katie on the phone. Eric wants to do telephone on him as well, so we'll do that in a couple minutes. Katie and Rebecca, I know you guys have been getting words and stuff, so do you want to share what you've been getting as far as, do you have anything else to share?
Do you want to share, Rebecca?
You can share it.
Sure.
Let's see if I remember. What did we say? You remember better than me.
We were asking if he's actually coming, like, today, if we're going to be translated today. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying yes, yes, yes. And we're like, well, are we going to wake up tomorrow? And he's like, well, maybe, you'll see. And stuff like that. So.
Teasing.
Yeah. And we went to God. He told us to go to God the Father. And we were like, can you go to God the Father for us? And he was like, yeah. We like pleaded our whole case to him.
Yeah, we talked about it in 20 minutes.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's sweet, girls.
Yeah. We told him we were really scared of him.
Oh,
yeah,
we're
really
scared. Loves you. Father loves you so much. Don't be afraid of him. Climb on his lap, too. Don't be afraid.
Tana, Pat has got something to read, too, from that stuff she's been getting.
Okay, yeah.
I have, Lana. I mean, whenever you want me to, I mean, I'm just loving all this talking with everybody. It's so great.
It's like, we'll wait for a minute, Keith. We'll see if anyone else has
it. Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, wait until you're ready. Yeah, because this is lovely.
I have something for Eric.
Okay.
And Eric, I'm sort of going to try to put this in words because he's sort of giving me an image and a concept. But what he's showing me and communicating to me is that he considers you an anchor or a fortress, a strong place from which his work can go out from. So he sees you as a place of stability and a place that his work can leave from in a stable way, like a fortress or an anchor, something that's stable and a place of strength that his work can draw on.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm getting a message that God's saying, you know, this is the final countdown. Your work is done. I'm well pleased with you and your work for me. You're coming home, son. I love you.
Cool.
Eric, lean on me, my son, my child. Be a strong warrior for me. In my kingdom are many gifts for you.
Wow.
And I have Eric. He is my son. He is my son. He is strong. He is my warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Your battles have only begun, not meaning because you're going to be fighting for him, basically, not because you're going to be going through lots, but... mm-hmm. Anything for Eric, Keith?
No, Eric is in the... Is he new or something? I don't know.
He's in Facebook chat now, but he's been a member of the RCC for a while. Veronica, he and Veronica, his wife, Veronica's pregnant and having the baby as well.
Oh, they're precious.
Okay, yeah, okay,
no,
you're in chat.
I can't
sense
his energy
that,
for some reason, but I'm not seeing his energy
Okay. I'm getting the Lord is remembrance. I'm just a phone call away, and that I'm faithful to my promises to you. And I have many treasures for you. Don't just ask me, because I will always give you whatever you ask for.
Oh, and Roman in Facebook chat says, Eric, I'm getting strength and warrior. Cool. Thank you all. All right, Mama Pat, do you want to read what you have?
Yeah, this is Lana. This is called... Do not let your weight turn into weight. It's W-A-I-T. And when I say the second word weight, it's W-E-I-G-H-T, so we get that straight. Okay. I felt to encourage the people of God to not despair and settle in discouragement in your waiting. This is a season of great fulfillment. The people of God entering into greater fullness, moving forward into greater levels of what the Lord has called them to, and breakthroughs on levels we have dreamed of. Breakthroughs on levels we have dreamed of. Okay. The Lord has released his amazing promises, yet there has been a time of deep transition, waiting and birthing. I saw many being weighed down by the waiting time. The waiting was becoming so discouraging that many were finding it difficult to move forward. I saw the waiting become heavy because thoughts of discouragement, despair, and anxiety were being entertained. The Lord has not forgotten you. For many, there are lots of questions, a lot of whys, but I sense the Lord encouraging his people to continue to trust him and to hold his hand and know that his timing is perfect. Worship is crucial in the waiting, praising in the waiting, keeping hearts full of praise to him, and not moving down the road of discouragement and despair despite how things look. Keep seeking him, for he is speaking and bringing his people into alignment. I saw many feeling like they were forever, like they will forever be caught in mourning, it's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, that their lives will not change, but continue to be one sorrowful, disappointing event after another. Repent of these beliefs and know that as you position yourself before him in worship and praise, despite how things look, I saw the salvation of the Lord coming to areas of people's hearts where disappointment, discouragement, hurt, unforgiveness, and pain have overtaken and are not seeing the Lord for who he is and what he is doing. I saw parts of hearts receiving revelation of who he is and his goodness and coming into greater alignment with him. It was almost like those parts were encountering him, and salvation and life were reigning in those parts of people's hearts that have not been able to see him as Lord and good because of wounding. So beliefs have arisen and become strongholds to keep life from those areas. Hearts are going to restart with fresh revelation of his goodness, kindness, and mercy. In the waiting, deep encounters with him are beginning to happen in the waiting. The people of God are going to learn in greater ways how to find joy, strength, peace, and hope in the waiting. Rebuke the lies of the enemy. Stand against the wrong beliefs that have taken root in your hearts about him. Embrace him in repentance and let him embrace you in love, and know that as you walk with him, delight in him, seek him, adore him, his heart is to change your mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, into a new morning, new day. Worship in the waiting. Do not let this waiting time become a waiting time, meaning bearing you down, but embrace the process, as this time will be a time of great encounter with him. if you lean into him, and you will see he is all you need. A greater alignment will come into your heart as he reveals himself to you, bringing healing and restoration, and you will move forward in greater wholeness. He is the God of breakthrough. He is faithful to his word. Find him in your waiting and lift your voice and sing. There's your message.
Well, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. How about if we do some communion really fast? We haven't done communion in a little bit. Is everyone ready with communion?
Go ahead, Jer.
We just thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice on the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing your body to be scourged and beaten and taking all our oppression, sin, sickness, disease, infirmities, and poverty all upon your body for us. We thank you for your bloodshed, that your bloodshed has washed away all our sins, all our transgressions, and all our iniquities. We repent of all our sins, Lord Jesus. Forgive us. We only want to do what's pleasing in your sight, so forgive us our sins. And so the Lord Jesus, from the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let everyone eat your bread. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And drink the cup. Thank you. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so is there any... We should talk a little bit about what's going on in the news. We have a few minutes left, 8 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone want to bring up what's going on in the news? I know Obama was trying to push for some ceasefire, was calling Netanyahu on the phone, trying to get a ceasefire, but I don't know whether that he's asking for it. I don't know if he has the authority to have them have a ceasefire. At least
so Obama
anyway.
Definitely wants. He's all about the ceasefire. I mean, you know, Israel said that they feel like the U.S. was ignoring them before. Of course, we were. But now all of a sudden that they're at war, you know, it looks really bad for the Obama, for the U.S. to have them at war. Obama just wants to keep it quiet, quick, and he keeps telling them to hurry it up. Now he's telling them to cut it off. He doesn't really care about Israel. He just wants it to stop because it looks bad for our administration and everything. So Israel said that they feel that the U.S. is playing games again, so they're just ignoring it. So here's what they should do. They should just do their own agenda, you know, because we kind of told them we would protect them with the Iran thing and do all that stuff, and we've done none of that. So I think they're... You know, they're feeling a little bit on their own, so they're taking their hands in their own manner, you know. I don't know about other news. Maybe Katie has it or Jerry has it on the end time headlines.
I agree with you, Keith, as far as just doing it to look good,
right.
Saying the U.S. to look good, because, you know, everyone's against Israel, and he's like, you know, himself calling for a ceasefire. But, of course, Israel's not going to listen. Israel's going to do what God wants them to do or their agenda. And then, of course, to everyone else, it'll make Israel, of course, appear like the bad guy again. But we know Israel's not the bad guy. So I agree, Keith. All right, Jerry, you were going to say something. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Well, actually, I'll agree with you and Keith. I'll just add one thing, and that is, you know, Obama was voicing Israel's right of self-defense while Hamas still had tricks up their sleeves, like coming out of tunnels, attempting to kidnap and kill people. The next phase was they went in and started going after the tunnels. Hamas's morale was going down. Now Obama is saying that Israel has to stop. And... So, you know, we see this cycle over and over again. You know, every time people who are truly motivated by dark and evil, in this case like Hamas, who use civilians as shields, every time somebody starts to get to the point where something really significant, a significant victory may occur, oh, then we have to have peace. As long as it can go both ways and the other side can get some PR benefit out of it, it's okay. And so anyway, I was just pointing that out. They voiced Israel's right of self-defense up until they were ready to do something really significant, and now all of a sudden Israel has to stop.
Yeah. I was just reading the Debka Netanyahu's dilemma. Back Obama's save Hamas policy or fight for its downfall with Egypt and the Saudis. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was wavering Sunday, July 27th, between sticking with his understanding with Saudi Arabia and Egypt to crush Hamas at the cost of a deep rift with Washington, or going along with Kerry at the cost of Israel's security against dangerous terrorists. This dilemma was mirrored in the stop-go ceasefire orders to Israel's forces fighting in the Gaza Strip as an uncertainty of purpose that put them in great danger. Yeah, you know, and the whole ceasefire thing, they agreed to it, and I think, like, the one side agreed to it especially, so they could get, because they know they were running out of weapons, so they could get more weapons brought in from the other countries, so they could, you know, come up with another plan of attack, talking about the Palestinians and Hamas, is what I'm thinking. That's why they probably agreed to that ceasefire for 12 hours.
Right.
So...
And there's no—that's
a fact. That's definitely true.
Yeah, and there's no ceasefire. They don't want to violate, so they can potentially get a surprise attack going. So that every ceasefire to them is just another opportunity for a surprise attack.
Yeah. All right, we have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to play the theme song. I like to play if I can find it. So every Spirit and the Bride say.
Oh, Jesus.
Come
get us, Lord.
love you so much, and your timing is perfect. Thank you, Jesus. We're coming home. Here we go. We're coming home.
All right.
Listen
love
for
you guys.
The trumpet. Listen.
Love you,
love
Jerry.
You all.
Maurice Schuyler has another message out July 21st if you want to look
and
it online.
The blood will dry underneath my nails.
Love it.
And the wind will rise up to fill my sail. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the
Angel. Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Last white.
We're coming home.
Wow. Amen.
Yeah, no, I'm, I have a message from one of my friends who read Lanage, and this is she. Joyce is putting them out to 4,000. Thank God she's doing it. And this woman had. I'm going to send you a bunch of you guys what she read, what she said, that this answered so much. And she says he must be coming soon. I'll just send it to you. I was going to read it, but we don't have time. But it's powerful. It's only a paragraph, but she was so touched.
We're in blog. We're in the whatever the.
Yeah, you want me to
know.
Read what she said? Oh my gosh. She says, Patricia, this is from England, and this stuff is reaching people who don't really know about the rapture so much, or kind of like on the fence with it, you know. But I sent it. She got the Lana through whatever here, and she says, Patricia, my dear sister, you have no idea what this message has meant to me. I have had dreams about my life since I was 13. That was 61 years ago, and they show me my life as it is at the time of the dream and what is in the future. I have also had visions since 1996, and the ones I have had this month have shown me a beautiful place I will soon be going to. Also, last night I saw Jesus on the cross, but he had died, and I'm wondering if this means all is now or just about to come to an end. I have been feeling very restless for ages and unable to settle to anything for any length of time, and then a wonderful feeling of great excitement. Roll on, September. God be with you, dear Francis. Yeah. Out of the blue for reading that message. So you see? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah, thank you. Oh. All right. Well, we love you, everyone. We love you. Jesus loves you. Jesus has always loved you, and he continues to love you. Just reach out your hands to him. He's waiting for you. He's never giving up on you, so don't ever give up on him. Time is short, and if you don't turn to him now, you know, you'll have to go through the Great Tribulation, where you can still turn to him, and he will still bring you home, but you have to call to him, and it'll be rough, but he's waiting for love him back.
Yeah.
He loves you. Amen. And we love you. But most of all, Jesus loves you. And I love you all. I love you
love
all
for
listening.
Too.
Love you, Tana.
Love you.
Right.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Pat.
Love all you guys.
Katie.
Yeah, everyone.
Katie. Everybody.
All family.
Love in chat.
Chat.
Well,
chat too,
soon.
Everybody.
See you all in
yes.
the air.
We're pug in the air.
Like, yep. And doggy pal with Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you.
Yes.
We worship you. We love you. And thank you for this wonderful hour so we can worship all together, you, Lord Jesus, and fellowship with each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye.
Bye,
honey. Bye, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye. Have a blessed
night.
Have a healing night, Keith. Okay. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.